Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Do you remember back a few decades ago when it was pinball and not Mortal Kombat or Ms. Pac-Man that ruled the arcades? Well, pinball is back, and in a big way. Renewed interest has led to competitive pinball leagues and championship tournaments. Those events are attracting both older players and millennials. WBUR's Shira Springer was on hand in Wakefield for the crowning of Massachusetts' new pinball state champion.
They call this the Wicked Pissa Pinball Pit. It's where the best pinball players in Massachusetts are battling for the 2017 state championship. There are buzzers and bells and flipper fingers going full speed. It's a scene straight out of the 1970s. After nearly 5 hours of competition, the field is down to two finalists, 34-year-old Mitch Curtis of Reading and 41-year-old Kenny Weiner of Stoneham. Curtis and Weiner compete on machines named Spider-Man and AC/DC and Evel Knievel.
Get up. Come on.
Curtis talks to the game balls, coaxing them toward high-scoring targets.
Get up.
For these players in Wakefield, pinball is about more than passing time in an arcade. It's about competing and winning.
I think it's a special thing that not a lot of people understand fully.
Curtis has been playing competitive pinball for about a decade.
It's something you really can get better at, and that you can become one of the best in the world. And I never thought I'd be the best in the world at a sport. That's right, a sport.
It's a sport that's in the midst of a resurgence. The New England Pinball League has grown from 25 to 250 players during the last 4 years. It got its start with the help of 41-year-old Bowen Cairns of Salem. He's a three-time world champion.
The appeal of competitive pinball to me is the pressure. It's an opportunity to act like a pro athlete for a few weekends a year and then go back to your real life.
Cairns directs one of the largest pinball tournaments in the world. It'll happen later this year in Pittsburgh. 800 players will vie for $100,000 in prize money. Here in Wakefield, 16 players are competing for a trophy and top prize of $110. The event takes place in the basement of tournament director Chuck Webster's house, a.k.a. the Wicked Pissa Pinball Pit. Webster's wife, Nancy, bought him a pinball machine in 1992, and then, well, we'll let Webster explain.
And then it just exploded. I redid the basement so I could fit more machines in here. Made my office basically a miniature arcade. Now I have a collection of between 20 and 25 machines at any time and hosting tournaments.
At 52, Webster remembers pinball's downfall.
Pinball was king of the arcades for years and years and years. And then video games came on the scene. When video games came on the scene, the video game operators were making a lot more money having Pac-Man in the bar or a bowling alley than they were pinball machines.
Pushed aside, pinball machines sat in disrepair in the dark corners of arcades and bowling alleys. Until nostalgia-driven tournaments started popping up and growing year by year. Finalists Mitch Curtis and Kenny Weiner are starting a decisive Game 7. And the match is being live-streamed to pinball fans around the world. The two title contenders say the game involves strategy, skill, and time spent practicing. Curtis describes his routine.
3 raw eggs in the morning, pound of bacon, and just a pot of coffee. Take it right to the face and get out there and play pinball from dusk till dawn.
Whatever he did to prep for the state championship, it pays off. Curtis takes the title with an improbable comeback.
Is that it?
Curtis, wearing a Patriots hat, is now state champion.
I feel like the Brady of pinball right now.
He's a pinball veteran, but he believes younger players will be drawn to the game too. And for reasons that have nothing to do with feeling like Tom Brady.
If they're used to phone apps and video games, they see a real silver ball kicking around in there, it grabs you.
And if pinball grabs enough kids, who knows? This once-neglected game could play long into the future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.